I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. The United States pushed through its so-called Path for Peace resolution to end the war in Ukraine at the UN Security Council on Monday as the world marked 3 years since Russia's full-scale invasion. The resolution passed with 10 votes, with Russia and China siding with the U.S. None of the 15 members voted against the resolution, but Britain, France, Denmark, Greece, and Slovenia all abstained. The five European nations unsuccessfully tried to amend the U.S. text by adding language that placed responsibility for the war squarely on Russia. Barbara Woodward, Britain's ambassador to the U.N., told the Council the terms of peace matter.
No peace will be sustainable without Ukraine's consent. We regret that our proposals making these points clear were not taken on board, and as such, we could not support this resolution.
The Security Council vote came hours after the 193-member General Assembly debated two competing draft resolutions from Ukraine and the U.S. Both measures passed, but the U.S. voted against the Ukrainian resolution while abstaining from its own measure after they were amended to place the blame directly on Russia. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he is nearing a deal with Ukraine and Russia to end the war after a busy day of meetings at the White House with the French President Emmanuel Macron. Trump said the deal will include an agreement with Ukraine for its critical minerals, which he claims President Volodymyr Zelensky will sign within days.
He may come in this week or next week to sign the agreement, and which would be nice. I'd love to meet him. Would meet at the Oval Office.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Speaking through an interpreter during a joint news conference with Trump, President Macron said reaching a deal should not mean simply giving in to Russian demands.
This peace must not mean a surrender of Ukraine. It must not mean a ceasefire without guarantees. This peace must allow for Ukrainian sovereignty and allow Ukraine to negotiate with other stakeholders regarding the issues it affects.
Trump urged Russia to take a bigger role in funding, while Macron pushed for more assurances from Moscow. Reuters says it has learned that President Trump's sweeping freeze on foreign aid has stalled a UN program in Mexico aimed at stopping imported fentanyl chemicals from reaching the country's drug cartels. Here's Reuters correspondent Zachary Gelman.
Those precursors, often from China, arrive through the port to supply illicit drug labs making fentanyl and methamphetamine. Two people who spoke to Reuters said the U.S. provided some $800,000 in funding to launch the project at the Port of Manzanillo in 2023. Four of the sources said the U.S. funding freeze has also shelved, for now, future training and equipment donations to Manzanillo. Two sources said the port was slated to receive additional cargo scanners and drug testing equipment. The stalling of the U.N. cargo program in Mexico is part of a broader pause in U.S.-funded anti-narcotics efforts in Mexico after Trump ordered a global freeze on foreign aid the day he took office. Other activities halted by the stop work order include U.S. training of Mexican authorities to find and dismantle clandestine fentanyl labs and U.S. donations of drug-sniffing canines to Mexico.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Gelman. Authorities in Botswana say at least 9 people were confirmed dead Monday as rare flooding hit the semi-arid country. More than 5,000 people have been affected by the floods as record rainfall fell over the last week. From Gaborone, Makwandise Dube reports.
Of the deceased, 6 were minors, while at least 815 children have been evacuated to safer areas. The United Nations Children Fund, UNICEF, says at least 600,000 school children were experiencing disruptions due to the floods. While the situation is improving with rain subsiding, more than 600 people remained at evacuation centers Monday. Calvin Mwalusi, a Habron resident who was at one of the centers, says he lost his belongings due to the floods.
I've never seen so much water in my life. The house became a pool of water, and it's really sad that some people escaped away in the floods.
Most parts of the country recorded heavy rains of between 150 millimeters to 200 millimeters in a 24-hour period several times last week. Botswana, like most southern African countries, has been recovering from the devastating El Nino-induced drought. Mkondisi Dube, VOA News, Gaborone, Botswana.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.